I want you to have a new perception today. And there's a reason for that. If you have a new perception today, your depression, your feeling of anxiety, your anger, your mode, M-O-D-E,
你生活的模式,
your mode of reacting and acting with other people will change. And Zongsak Kenseramchi embodied that in his video. He totally changes your whole mode of perception. He totally changes your whole ideal of how things should be. He totally transforms and blows your mind away of what you think right and wrong, holy and unholy, are supposed to be. And he is very kind because he subjects himself to scrutiny, criticism, negative talk, back talk, people putting him down, which I've heard many times before in our community, in order to blow your mind away and to replace it with a new thought, a pure thought. Words of my perfect teacher for this video that you saw is very apt, is very appropriate. Why? Words of my perfect teacher. Perfect doesn't mean your teacher is perfect. Perfect means that you create perfection with your teacher. Perfect means you create perfection with your teacher because your teacher will appear to you in many guises and many ways. Some people meet their teacher. Some people meet their teacher. They're very humble and they gain faith and it changes their lives. Some people meet their teacher. They're very rude. They're very arrogant and they talk very bad to them. But from the teacher's side, the teacher doesn't change. The teacher doesn't change at all. Some people have negative thoughts about their teacher. Some people even think this person teaching me Dharma is not my teacher. They're not my teacher, not good enough. They're not good people. I know them. Then you have judged a person on 10 cents and not $9.90. So therefore, words of my perfect teacher, words can be spoken and unspoken. Remember the last class we had where it was said that, what was it? How many percent of the message is conveyed by body language, not words? How many? Correct. According to scientific studies, messages conveyed to another human being is 70% body, visual. Only 30% is by speech. Only 30%, scientific studies. So therefore, words of my perfect teacher can be verbal or and or non-verbal. Non-verbal. So if you expect your teacher to walk in wearing beautiful robes, flowing, all holy, shaved, all gentle, sweet and kind, and with their hands folded, carrying their mala and chanting Om Mani Padme Hum all day long, and going Om Mani Padme Hum, Om Mani Padme Hum, and whatever you do, they never get angry, they never challenge you, and they tell you you're wonderful. And then your teacher walks in off the train, in words of my perfect teacher, in lay clothes, says hello and goodbye, and disappears for 3 hours and makes you wait at some train station for this teacher, and you get pissed off, and you say, that's not how a teacher is supposed to act. Why does the teacher act like that? Why does the teacher talk about sex? Why does the teacher talk about fun? Why does the teacher wear clothes like that? Why does he have hair? Why does he make us wait? Why does he keep his appointment? The teacher is giving you a perfect teaching. Look how your mind says it must be like that, 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 and that. When your mind says it must be like that, 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 and that, your mind is saying that about everyone and everything around you. And then you know what happens? Anger arises. When you get angry, you listen to your own words and how you tell people, you should be like that one. You should be like that one. You shouldn't act like that one. You should act like this one. Don't we talk like that to other people when we're angry? That is your anger showing you who you really are. So when the teacher, Zongsak Kenze Rinpoche, gets off the train in lay clothes with a nice bag, going for a ball game, a football game, why would a highly enlightened teacher with so many incarnations, with such a high name, be going to a ball game and watching hooligans? Why? You tell anybody in Malaysia, they say, oh, no, 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 bad teacher, no, 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 bad, bad, bad. Why? Their perception of how a teacher should be is all nicey-nicey, holy-holy. Cannot talk this, cannot say that. In fact, we make a lot of rules for our teachers. We make a lot of rules for the high lamas. We make a lot of rules for the Rinpoches. Rinpoche, you cannot talk like this. You cannot look like this. You cannot act like this. You cannot dress like this. Why? I read it in a book. So you get people on the forums. And on the forums, they talk about Rinpoches, how they should be, how they should act. And if they don't act and be the way they like, they're bad Rinpoches. They're bad Rinpoches. You're saying, well, you asked for it since you dress like that and look like that, act like that. No, you asked for it. That's why I dress like that and look like that for you. You asked for it. Why did you ask for it? Because you have all these concepts. You have all these pre-concepts in your mind. How a teacher should be. And Zongzhao Kinze, in his words to his students as a perfect teacher, gives you a message. How do you feel when you wait 3 hours? How do you feel when he gets off the train in lay clothes? How do you feel when he talks about sex? When they ask him, are you ever going to get married? And what you should expect is, no, I'm a monk. He says, when I find the right person. And you're like, huh? How can monks say that? When I find the right person. That's what he said one. Rinpoche, are you ever going to get married, have a relationship? Yeah, when I find the right person. I was like, oh, I'm going to have to remember that answer. And if you think about it, do you think anybody can equal Rinpoche? Do you think he'll ever find the right person? So he's giving you a message. No. And the other message is he blows your concept away. Imagine a Rinpoche telling you, you ask a Rinpoche, are you going to get married? And he answers you. You expect him. No, I'm not going to get married because I'm a Rinpoche, I'm a monk, and I'm pure, and I've overcome my desire. That's what you expect. So when he says that, donations, ang paos, respect, prostration, mwah, 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 I love you. And then if the Rinpoche says to you, if I find the right person, you go, huh? That's what he said. You guys thought Tsen Rinpoche was radical, obnoxious, loud, not following tradition. There's someone bigger than me. There's someone, inverted commas, worse than me. I don't go to ball games and scream at the hooligans. I don't make people wait 3 hours, just one. He stays up the whole night. He stays up the whole night and gets up when he wants. He takes them on a pilgrimage all over Bhutan, and when he reaches his destination without telling them anything, he says, see you later, I'm going to retreat, you guys can go home now. When he went to Takzang, Tiger's Cave, he just told everybody, I'm going to retreat now, I'm going to go into a retreat in Guru Rinpoche's cave, and see you guys later. Now, I was thinking to myself, they all were like, what? Like, what? I'm like, how do we get back? You know, what do we do? And he's like, that's kind of your problem now. And imagine if I did that. I took you guys to Nepal and I say, see you later. I'm going to hang out at the monastery here and do a retreat. I know what happened when I come back here. My house has been burned. My car has been trashed. My visa has been canceled. I've been reported to immigration. And the forums will have a field day. Guess what Rinpoche did now along with having hair? Just think about it. Imagine if I dare do that here in Malaysia. Even my own Tibetan people criticize me. Oh, a Rinpoche cannot talk like that. I'll kiss my grits. You're not a Rinpoche. How do you know what a Rinpoche can talk like? You're not a Buddha. You don't even pray. You're a lazy bum. You don't do your practice. You don't do your sadhana. You don't do your mantra. You don't hold your vows. No devotion to your guru, and then you can criticize a Rinpoche. Is a Rinpoche above criticism? No, a Rinpoche is not above criticism. But are you in a position to criticize? Do you have Dharma knowledge? Do you do any practice? Are you a good person? Is your life perfect? Are you perfect? The minute Rinpoche walks in, hey, why does he have hair? Nice hair, but why? Why? They always talk like that. So what am I trying to say is, in this video of His Eminence, Zongzhao Kinze Rinpoche, he totally blows away your perceptions and what he does. There are times he needs to be formal. He is formal. You think some people on the forums ask, hey, how come when Rinpoche goes back to the monastery, he wears robes? When he comes to Malaysia, he's in lay clothes. Isn't that kind of sneaky? And I'm like, when in Rome, dress like the Romans. It's not sneaky. I know who I am inside. I'm not hiding. All my pictures of me and my modeling, all my modeling pictures have been taken to Gandhi to show my teachers. They laughed out loud. They didn't even say anything. Yeah, I promise you, some of my students took my modeling pictures that I was, you know, fabulous, and they showed all my gurus. And my gurus are 75, 80 years old. They looked, they laughed and laughed and laughed and laughed, laughed out loud. Right, Chia? Ken Suramji, all that. They looked at my modeling pictures and laughed. Why did they laugh? They thought I looked ridiculous. To them, I look ridiculous. Some more, they say, ah, he lost so much weight. And I'm like, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to lose weight, Rinpoche. Some of them even comment, ah, yeah, poor Rinpoche, he lost so much weight. They send a message, eat more. And I'm like, and I'm sitting here on diet pills, trying to lose weight. They really said that. Some more, my high Rinpoches, my gurus in Ganden actually said, oh, Rinpoche got so skinny. Poor thing. And over here, they're like, God, you look great. You look so skinny. And so when I came back from Japan, everybody was screaming, you look great. I was walking down Poképedon, people were going, and I was going back. That's what they need. Who cares? That's what they like. Give it to them. So when I go there, they say, poor thing, you're so skinny. I come here, they say, wonderful, you're so skinny. Perception. So when I come to Malaysia, at this time, it's not very convenient for me to run around in robes and drive cars and go shopping, do this. I've got to do some work. I need to meet up with some people. I need to do some work where this appearance is more appropriate. When I go to Ganden, I'm not ashamed that I'm in lay clothes, but it's not appropriate there. I am what I am. I'll dress as I am at the appropriate place. Like Zongzha Kense, when he went back to Bhutan to give initiations to thousands of people, he didn't walk in off the train and wear his lay clothes. He wore the clothes they wanted because it makes them happy. It makes them happy. At least part of the time I'm wearing monk robes and part of the time I'm moonlighting. The rest of you guys are not moonlighting at all. You're always in that clothes. You don't even wear monk clothes. So that's not bad one for me, at least 50-50. And then people, they'll criticize. Why in monastery he wear that kind of clothes and he come here, he wear like that? It must be he's sneaky, his teachers don't know. Look stupid. My teachers in Ganden have clairvoyance. They have astral bodies. They have the third eye. They can see what I'm doing in their dreams. One of my gurus, when I first, listen to this, listen very carefully. When I first got permission from one of my other teachers to wear lay clothes in this region, when I got permission, one of my other gurus was in North India. My other guru is in South. One of my gurus in North India called me. His name is Drigung Gyamgon Rinpoche. He's a great high lama of the Drigung Kagyupa sect, and he is a married lama with his consort, Her Excellency Ganchen Dromala. Rinpoche doesn't speak English, and he doesn't like to talk on the phone because he's slightly hard of hearing. So he had his consort call me, Ganchen Dromala called me and said, are you okay? Are you okay? Are you okay? And I said, I'm okay, I'm okay, I'm okay, because I lost weight, I was very okay. And I said, why? And she said to me, oh, last night, Rinpoche came on Nilam Tambaris. I said, Nilam Karat, dreamt of you. I said, what did it dream of me? You were in lay clothes, you look very good, you were walking down the street, you were wearing pants, and strange dream, huh? And I was like, I swear, they called me to ask if I was all right because Rinpoche dreamed that I was in lay clothes. And his wife called me. I didn't tell anybody. Even people here didn't know. Not yet. I was in Singapore. And so I said to her, I'm all right. And I'm in lay clothes because I'm in Singapore now. And I have some visa problems. So no choice. And I'm going to be like this for a while. Tell Rinpoche I'm fine. She goes, oh, okay. Because, you know, Rinpoche dreamt of you last night. And I was like, I'm not kidding. So these people who say, hey, how come when he goes back to Ganden, he's in lay clothes? I'm sorry, in monk's clothes, and he comes back here, he's in lay clothes. Isn't that sneaky? What is he? Half monk, half what? Half fox? Then you put down the high lamas of Ganden. The bottom of the barrel, baboons and monkeys like me, you can put down. But those high lamas who are in their 70s, 80s, don't put down. They have clairvoyance. they can see.